So about a month ago, I met a man named Woody. He is 78 years old and loves to bike. We met in a small parking lot in Victoria. I had just come out of a coffee shop, and he had parked next to me. I walked up, and he was loading his bike in the back of his vehicle. We made some small talk about the weather and his love for biking. And then as I opened my car door to leave, he looked at me and said, "Thanks for talking to me. It made my day." I smiled at him and I said, "Thanks for talking to me too. It made my day. I love talking to people." At that, Woody gave me a little smirk and he said, "What are you, in sales?" And I laughed and I said, "No, ministry." At that, he looked at me and he said, asked this question. He said, "Can I tell you my story?" And of course, the answer was yes. So I shut my door and I listened as Woody told me how when he grew up, everybody pretty much called themselves a Christian. But it wasn't until May 19th, 1968, that a friend of his shared who Jesus Christ truly was, what it really meant to love and follow Jesus. And Woody describes that day in this experience of freedom and belonging and overwhelming purpose. Woody had such an overwhelming purpose that he spent from that moment forward the majority of his life sharing his story and the gospel message of Jesus Christ on the streets of Chicago and New York City. After Woody finished, I asked him, "Can I tell you my story?" And I went on to tell him that I was blessed to grow up in a Christian family and in a church, but I had strove after everything else for my identity, after sports, after success, popularity, and eventually, on a Sunday morning in May 2004, I just couldn't do it anymore. I knew there had to be more to life than that. And so I called out to God, and I was met with forgiveness and peace and eventually an overwhelming purpose. As we parted not long after we had met, Woody and I drove home with tears in my eyes because I had just experienced the goodness of God in Woody's story, a goodness that our world so desperately needs to hear and to share. People may argue about the existence of God or whether the Bible is true, but it is difficult to argue with someone about how God has impacted their lives. This morning, we are wrapping up our Blessed series. We are focusing on the overall purpose of this intentional evangelism initiative. The final S in Bless is share your story. Share your story of how Jesus Christ has worked in your life. It could sound like it's a lot about you, but trust me, it is all about God. For church, God made you who you are to tell, show and tell the world who he is. Pray with me. Dear God, we thank you that you meet us in this place, God, and we just ask, Lord, that you fill our hearts, our ears, our eyes, my words, God, that they are all your words, Lord, and may we just encounter you. Amen. 1 Peter 2:9 says this, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light." In this verse, as followers of Jesus, we find our identity, we find our belonging, and we find our purpose in this world. John Piper unpacks this verse by stating, "As a Christian, you cannot think about your identity without talking about the action of God on you, the relationship of God with you, and the purpose of God for you." The biblical understanding of human identity is radically God-centered. Our identity, who we are, is tied directly to who God is for humankind. The action of God on our lives makes us who we are. The relationship with God provides our purpose. Church, please understand this critical truth. God made you who you are to show and tell the world who he is. God made you, gifted as only you are, to encounter the people that only you will encounter in a way that only you could encounter them. Your circle of influence, the people you pray for, you listen to, you eat with, you serve and love. God made you who you are to show and tell the people he brings into your life who he is. Over the course of this series, we have focused on what it means to show the love of Jesus, to listen with care, to eat together, to serve in love. Now we must grab a hold of the purpose to tell people who Jesus is, to tell our story. Like Lorraine read from Psalm this morning, we must give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. I would encourage you to read the rest of Psalm 105. It is a story of God at work in the lives of the nation of Israel. It is a part of their story. We too must be purposeful to take time to think how God has impacted our lives. For to share your story, you must know your story. You cannot declare the praises of him who has called you out of darkness without knowing those places and spaces where God has been acting in your life. Because, church, he is working. If you don't know that, ask someone you know who loves Jesus to share their story. If you do know that, start sharing your story with the people closest to you. Our stories of how God is changing us help others understand that they too may experience God's presence in their lives. You don't need to memorize a script or have to be able to perfectly quote scripture, but you do need to share naturally and with authenticity how God is working in your lives in meaningful ways and ultimately an eternal way. I want you to ask yourself and be able to answer these questions. What made you decide to follow Jesus? And why do you keep following him? What made you decide to follow Jesus? And why do you keep following him? I was blessed to grow up in a Christian home. And I kept following Jesus because even when I turned away, he never did. And I know God is powerful and faithful. And I have stories that I tell that point to that truth. You need to ask yourself, ask yourself, how is my life different because I'm a Christian? These answers may be things from the past, but they should also include things from the present. I had a friend tell me once, if the only story you can tell people about God being active in your life is over a year old, you need to open your eyes. God is at work, church. We must know and tell the story of how God is making a difference in our lives, because telling your story is a blessing. Pointing to God is a blessing. It is good news. For the stories you share can bring joy and boldness to people who already know Christ, and they can help awaken curiosity about Christ in those who do not yet know him. 11 years ago, long before I knew this BLESS initiative existed, and before the Covenant put together this specific series, I lived out BLESS. Almost. I was prayerful. I listened with care. We ate together often. I served in love. I only fell short. Lindsay is one of my best friends from college. We met freshman year and bonded over having a great name, and continued to just be good friends. We lived together my last 2 years of college. You see, Lindsay knew me before my coming back to Jesus moment and after. She knew and watched my ups and downs, and I know she saw that change in me. And I began praying for Lindsay. I listened with care, as a good friend does. We ate together often, and I believe I served her in love whenever I got the chance. I even invited her to church every once in a while, but I just couldn't get myself to tell her about Jesus, to tell her the reason that my life was different. Ultimately, I let fear win. Fear that she would think I'm a hypocrite because I was far from that perfect Christian. Fear that I just wouldn't know what to say, or maybe that was just a great excuse to grab a hold of. Fear that there was a possibility that she wouldn't like what I had to say, or she wouldn't believe it, and we could no longer be friends, or at least not in the same way. So I never told her. I continued to show Lindsay the goodness of God, and I never told her why. Our last year living together, Lindsay came home from the library and told me how a student she didn't know came up and sat with her at her table and asked if they could share about their faith in Jesus. She listened and came back with some questions and thoughts. I got to talk briefly to Lindsay about Jesus, but to be honest, in that moment I was thrown. To be honest, in that moment, I was ashamed. I was ashamed that some stranger had to tell my best friend about Jesus, about her and my and our only way to heaven. God brings people into our lives to show and tell who he is. I know God wanted me to tell Lindsay my story. How did I let those things get in the way of telling Lindsay the only truth that would save and change her life now and for eternity? It is a good thing that God is bigger than we ever could be and loves his people, all people, more than we ever could love. Lindsay heard about Jesus, but I know she would have heard that differently if I had shared my story. For Lindsay knew I was a Christian, and if Jesus is the only way to heaven, and if I cared about her at all, why didn't I tell her that? If all people know is what we show them, and they are not told why, we have fallen so very short. It leaves a door open for people to say they did that because they're just a good person. Or they did that because they love to cook. Or man, they're a gifted listener. Or they serve in love because that's what friends do. But chosen people, royal priesthood, holy nation, God's special possession, we are called to declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness in big and small ways into his wonderful light. I know Lindsay and my story are not done colliding. And if ever and whenever God calls me to share my story of his life-saving love with Lindsay or with anyone, I will be ready. I hope and pray you will be too. Woody, the man I met in Victoria, shared one Bible verse with me that day. I went home and I read it. It was Romans 1:16, and it says this: "For I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. For it is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes." May we be a prayerful people who share our story of God's goodness while we eat, after we listen, as we serve and love. For church, God made you who you are to show and tell the world who he is. May we not fall short. Pray with me. Dear God, we thank you for the calling on our lives that you come and that you save us, God, but then you send us out, Lord. And I just pray as we hear this truth, God, that everyone here can claim it, Lord. And is there someone who pops into their head, Lord, may that just hold tightly onto their heart. God, give us your power as it is you at work through us. And we love you so much. Amen.